my first job coaching experiences. I went out onto a job site with someone, and they were doing a great job. The employer was happy. I was happy with the work the person was doing. She was enjoying the job. And one day I went out there to meet with her, and she wasn't there. So I called. I talked to the employer, smoothed things out, called her to find out what was going on, why she hadn't shown up, and see, can we fix this? And she had received a letter from Social Security, and the letter said that her SSI was being changed, not stopped, but changed. And there were a couple problems there. One was she had trouble understanding the letter. And two, she was scared to death that she was going to lose her benefits because of this, because she had started working. So at that point, I kind of realized, I need to know more about this in order to do my job effectively. And my job was to try and help people stay on these jobs, help them get comfortable in these jobs. And in order to do my job more effectively, I needed to know more about this. So I started by going back to the office and saying, do we have information on this? And at that point, benefits planning was a pretty new field. There weren't a lot of benefits planners out there. So there wasn't a lot of information. I picked up some information, and then over the years, gradually developed a base of knowledge. As I ran into different situations, I'd go to Social Security, or I'd talk to somebody from Social Security or Job and Family Services, and just learn about the benefit. And over time, started to develop some more expertise, and people started coming to me. And then eventually that ended up building its way into its own program and worked with consumers and family members and case managers, all the time trying to help them understand, what happens to a person's SSI or their SSDI or their Medicaid or their Medicare or food stamps or their housing. What happens to all that stuff when a person goes to work?